Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com. Hello, my friends. I'm Brendan Burchard, host of The Brendan Show and founder of GrowthDay.com, and I'm honored to be your high-performance coach today. I believe that every day we can be inspired, we can live with intention and purpose, we can bring the joy and honor the struggles of each day to push ourselves to grow, to serve, to be a role model, to lead extraordinary lives. I believe that every day is a great day to grow. That's why I started my company, GrowthDay.com. It's an online personal growth platform where you can get me and the world's best personal development teachers live, coaching you every week, sharing our wisdom, keeping you motivated and accountable, encouraging you to find the aliveness and the connection and meaning of life that we're all after. If you're not a member yet, please go sign up at GrowthDay.com and join our huge worldwide community of achievers. For less than a dollar a day, you get the world's best teachers live every week. And look, you've probably known for a long time that you needed some expert guidance, an inspired community, and life-changing tools. So please Your breakthrough awaits you at growthday.com. Now, let's get to today's episode, my friends. Please listen closely. Maybe you take some notes so you remember these insights of personal growth. And share this episode with three of your friends, because we all have to share more positive messages in the world today. So share this with three friends just like you who are committed to their personal growth. And also be sure to tag me or DM me on Instagram at Brendan Burchard. Join our million plus community there on Instagram so I can say hi. Thanks again for listening. Now let's begin. How do you keep believing in your dreams when the struggle gets too hard, when it's challenging, when you don't know what to do, when you're at that corner of it could go good or bad, you're scared, or you're just not getting the support around you that would make you feel like maybe this is something you could actually accomplish? Or maybe you come from a circumstance where it just doesn't seem likely at all. How do you believe in what you're doing? And I get that, because you know my whole career has been in some way or another a struggle against my own doubts all along the way. As much as people say, gosh, you're so confident, and you're the high performance guy and everything else. I'm like, yeah, but it doesn't mean I don't struggle. Matter of fact, I probably put myself in situations where I must be challenged and I must struggle more than any normal, sane person. You know, I'm constantly pushing myself all the time because I evaluate struggle as something to be honored. You know, it used to be struggle was something that was truly honored by people. They thought that was something that built character. They thought that that was something that was good. And now we've got to be such a convenient-driven society that's into ease and so much just, I think, an unbelievable level of entitlement where people don't think they have to earn it. And I'm always like, wait, you know, if you have a dream, never forget, if you knock on the door of opportunity, that it is work who answers. You know, it takes a lot of work to achieve your bigger dreams, to become the best you who you can be, to serve more, to create more, to contribute at that highest level. Man, it's a lot of work. And I know I'm preaching to the choir. I know you get this. So what can I share with you about this struggle? You know, it's been for me at 20 years learning about personal development and teaching about personal development. It's been, you know, my effort in everything I do. And I'm so passionate about helping people reach that next level. I had to go out and figure out how to do it for myself and believe in myself. So here's what I did along the way and what I advise our Olympic clients to do, our Fortune 50 CEO clients, and our entrepreneurs or those who are starting and struggling or stay-at-home moms, doesn't matter. The advice is the same thing. Four things to keep believing in the dream and advancing toward the dreams. Number one, and I know you've heard this, but my question is how much do you do it? And that is visualization. And we call it highly engaged visualization. Visualization where you're seeing yourself doing something and you're emotively there. You're literally closing your eyes and meditating on the experience. You're seeing it, feeling it, sensing it. And it's not the kind of visualization you've probably been taught to do, which is just all the buoyant victory. Everything's great. Victory. Hey, hey, hey. Everything's awesome. Perfect. It's the visualization where you also imagine, see, and feel the struggle on purpose. Let me give you an example. Lots of people, when they're new to, you know, performance training and haven't had a lot of experience, they would say, oh, well, you know, if you're going to run a marathon, imagine yourself crossing that finish line. You know, your arms up in victory, everything is great. You cross that finish line, there's your family, and they give you big hugs, and you feel great, still vital, energized, ready to kick some butt. You know, you could run another 20 miles. You're the strongest, most powerful you ever. And I'm like, ooh, wow, you know, that's just a person who hasn't done a lot of training or actual high-performance coaching in their life. Because the better thing to imagine is what happens at mile 13. To imagine yourself running strong, but also seeing and sensing and feeling yourself at mile 13, when that decision point comes to want to quit, that's where I want you to also enter the scene and visualize. Seeing yourself struggle, like seeing the perspiration, seeing the heartache, seeing the hurt, the pain, that like, I can't run anymore, dude. Seeing yourself make a decision at that point to be resilient, to keep at it, to see the charge come back on your face, to see yourself working through the struggle is the most important visualization you can do. What would you say to yourself when it sucks? Not just see yourself validated
It's about, look, the real truth of achieving any dream is that struggle, that effort, that push. And I know you know this. So my question is, when is the last time you just gave yourself a few moments free away from, you know, playing on the phone, free away from the internet, to just sit down by yourself to visualize and daydream about your dreams, about the activities involved in that, about how you would struggle through, about what it would feel like to be victorious. All of it, the whole thing, the messy part, the ugly part. What would you say to yourself when it gets hard? That's what you need to do to truly actualize a dream. We got to begin with seeing it and sensing it, the good, the bad, the easy, the difficult, and the victory.
Hey, it's Brendan jumping back in here again. Are you looking to go to the next level in your life right now? The next level of joy, abundance, success? Then you already know that you need to journal about your lessons learned in your life. You got to track your moods and your habits. You have to learn from the best personal development coaches and teachers in the world. And you got to stay inspired and accountable so that you can be more focused, disciplined, joyous, and keep growing. That's what the Growth Day app is going to help you to do, my friend. It's the world's first all-in-one personal development app. It has all of the tools you need, all the coaching and the community that you need to level up, to progress every week, to track your breakthroughs, and to keep growing in every area of your life consistently over the long term. So go start your transformation right now at growthday.com, or just download the Growth Day app on your phone right now. Every day, you can keep improving. Every day, we are here for you, and every day is truly a great day to grow together. So let's make self-improvement a way of life. Let's make that self-improvement stick. Go to growthday.com right now.
I would say the second thing that we have to do to believe in a dream, not to just see it and sense and feel it, but we got to do research. And unfortunately, our society has gotten so lazy in their research. It's unfortunate, especially where I'm here in the United States. Our educational system has gotten so bad, and people are so lazy. And I don't mean to speak to everybody, but you know there's a very big lazy culture right now where people won't take the time. They won't even read a book on their topic. They're like, oh, a whole book? You know, they'll read a blog article and pretend it's enough. It's like, no, you know what? The highest performers, they're always researching, and they're doing real research. I mean, they don't read one book on the topic. They read seven. You know, they don't interview one person. They interview a person a week. They don't read one blog post. They read them, print them out, highlight them, create binders. I mean, if you want to become world class, you got to know what else is out there. What other lessons people have learned. You can't keep inventing the wheel. You got to, someone else has already figured this out. Research them. Stand on their shoulders. You know, what a lot of people don't understand is Einstein, while he was a genius, he also was prolific in the amount of research he did on theories that have already been proven and where their holes might be. He was constantly researching everything, not just putting new ideas into play. He was busting up on old ideas and standing on the shoulders of giants who'd already made major breakthroughs that now he could apply in new areas with new insights, new metaphor, new discovery. You got to get back into reading and understanding and paying attention. But you cannot just get into analysis paralysis either. And that's why you also have to, on a daily basis, actualize your dreams. What do I mean by that? Well, I hope you've read some Abraham Maslow and this concept of self-actualization, becoming our best. But you have to actually show up every day and inch yourself forward toward these dreams. And not only show up every day and once in a while inch yourself, I mean, every day you have to actually take an action that moves you forward. Not just research, not just thinking. Look, the power of intention is great, but without any initiative, it's dead, right? A dream is great, but without any movement, it's dead. You have to be moving towards every day. You can send an email every day. You can make a call every day. You can write something every day. You can create something every day. You can contribute something every day. But it has to be daily. Otherwise, it will never become actualized. The highest performers in the world didn't get there because they were lucky. They worked at it longer than everyone else. They had a better work ethic. And it's not that they necessarily always worked harder. They worked smarter because they were doing the research. They were taking the time to visualize how they would be distinct different, how they would survive the tough times. They really kept at it. Keep every single day momentum going. And if you don't do that, there's no chance. Last piece, so easy. Fourth piece here, community. You need to get in a community where you can get feedback. You need either a coach who can give you some direct one-to-one feedback or a community of friends who you just go out with. Maybe you go to lunch with them once a month. You share everything you're doing. They give you some feedback. Or you shoot a video. You send that video out to everybody. Get some feedback on it. You create a PowerPoint. Practice it with five people before the big meeting. Like, get back in the game where you have a community of people who are giving you advanced feedback before you release it. Feedback before you do it, so that you get smarter at all of this. Because you know what? Nothing makes a dream come more into life than when you start getting feedback from other people about your movement toward the dreams. You know, before I shoot a big sales video for one of my online courses, I'll send it out to 15, 20 people and get feedback, and then I'll often go reshoot it again. You know, or I'll put it out into my community and I'll see the clicks, the conversions and say, it's not, let's do it again. And it's that willingness to get feedback that will keep your dream alive. Because look, if it's just in your mind and you're just doing it by yourself, but you never actually get a positive community giving you constructive feedback towards it, it will never be that it will never be in the social realm. And when it is in the social realm, it feels more real, you know? When people actually comment, I mean, it's one thing to be an artist and in your studio painting for yourself all day. That's great. But once you get some feedback on it and constructive feedback, you get that self-awareness and that social awareness to contribute and create at another level. Now, along with that, you know, watch my other videos online about how to deal with rejection or how to deal with haters. Look, you got to listen to what I'm saying. You need a positive community of people to get feedback and coaching from. But you don't have to take feedback and read all the comments from everybody who has no idea who you are, what you contribute, what your aspirations and your ambitions are, who aren't on your path. A tennis star doesn't take, you know, performance feedback from anybody who's screaming at him as he walks through the tunnel to perform, right? You don't need to either. Get people who are qualified to give you good feedback, who have your best growth, intention, and love in mind, and then you'll start to do better. Put all these things into play. Always keep your dreams on the dashboard of your mind. Always, every single day, be working towards that. Always get some feedback and community development to make it better. Always, always, always realize that the only one who's ever going to give up on your dream is you. And you, once you realize that, you get to make a decision and a stand. Am I going to stay for my dreams and keep going at it, or am I going to quit? I'm here today getting to share my message with you because I never quit. Even when I went bankrupt, even when they made fun of me, even when they turned me down, even when they rejected me, even when they insulted me, we're still here together doing this important work, talking about life, talking about living a different quality of life that's more energized, more engaged, more enthusiastic, because I refuse to give up on my dream. My prayer for you is that you will refuse to give up on your dream.
Okay, my friend, I hope you enjoyed this episode of The Brendan Show. Tell some people about this episode. It's on each of us to spread positivity and empowerment during these times of chaos and negativity, right? So I'm asking you to be the dealer of hope and personal growth and education in your tribe. So take a screenshot right now and share the screenshot and this link to this episode with three of your friends today. Post it on social media. Use the hashtag Growth Day. That's hashtag Growth Day, because that's the name of my company. And we're always giving away prizes to our community. If you'd like to help me personally, then please rate and review the podcast on Apple Podcasts. Give us some stars, cheer us on, leave a review, because believe it or not, that stuff actually really does help. And I read all of them. So my last thought for today, please remember, you are stronger than you think, and the future holds good things for you. Tomorrow can be an inspired day. Every new morning is a second chance. Every day is a great day to grow. We're thankful to have you here in the Growth Day community, so be sure to go deeper with us at growthday.com.
Hey, I wanted to hop in here and share with you my love for community.com. Every major celebrity uses this. US presidents use this. The biggest companies in the world use this. They give you a 10-digit phone number, but it's kind of like having an inbox for your texting. You can segment it to people and they can reply back. And it's just really cool because you can also send video and you can send audio. And it's so beautiful of a design that it's really easy to figure out. You know, I don't like all those other systems that send out like some weird little code that you just know is like a promotion. The reason they called it community.com is because they really believe you have to have a text community in the modern era. Texting adds a whole other level. People open up their texts way more. It's way more, you know, effective as a promotional vehicle. And it's something that I deeply, deeply believe in. In fact, I invested in them and I've advised the senior team. I'm telling you what, my audience loves it. It's increased the engagement across everything I do. And you can get a free demo when you go to community.com. Just like it sounds, community.com. Check it out. Hey, it's Brendan. And I want to tell you about Circle and how powerful it is if you're trying to build your online community outside of Facebook groups. You know, I had this problem a couple of years ago where I just started noticing when I was running a Facebook group, really Facebook was incentivized to kind of steal my customer and steal my audience. So they'd recommend other things I didn't like, or honestly, my members were losing my posts in the feed. I didn't really have the information or the data about the people in the group that I wanted. It was hard to actually communicate with them offline, out of the group. And most importantly, it was hard to sell stuff and have an actual business from it without driving them to other places. And then came along Circle. And it's just at the website circle.so. So just go to circle.so. And you can see that they have built this incredible platform that allows you to host a community, go live in that community, and really segment the community into these different spaces where you can give people access to different levels of content or community, which I absolutely love. Because, you know, in my businesses, I've got new people coming in, I've got paying members coming in, I've got all these different products or courses or programs, and they've always had these different logins, they've been all over the place. Now, with Circle, it's in one place. My community can meet there. They can post. I can post. We can use like multimedia posts as well. They can post video or audio. So can I. I can organize things, all of my content in very unique places and grant access to only some people. And of course, I can have my team in there moderating the whole community with me. Everybody needs this. Everyone's trying to build their community, but they struggle. Like, what system or what tools do you need to use or have? Trust me, building it out on your own, not an option. Too expensive, too time consuming. So go to circle.so and check it out. If you're trying to build a community and really maintain control of that community and do a great job serving them and building a business from it, go to circle.so. Hey, it's Brendan from the studio here. I want to jump in one more time and tell you about one of our partners, and that is Kajabi. If you've ever seen any of my marketing online, or you have gotten an email from me, or you've just admired kind of what we built by selling, you know, 20 plus blockbuster online courses, or where I go live in my membership areas, or how I accept money online, now well over $100 million over the years. How do I do all that? I've always used Kajabi. It's spelled K-A-J-A-B-I. And Kajabi just helps online entrepreneurs take flight, because we all have to do the same thing, right? We have to figure out, okay, how do I build a web page? How do I capture emails and send emails and funnels and newsletters? How do I put content up that's for free, but also content up that's behind a paywall that I can charge money for? How do I build those membership sites? How do I organize my podcast or my blog? How do I accept money and create checkouts and order bumps and one-click upsells? How does all of that actually work? You know, if you're a life coach, how do you actually talk to a client and connect with them and schedule with them and serve them and give them a members portal area. If you're teaching online courses, how do you actually put up the course and set up automations to sell the course and to trigger things like an email to go out when they successfully complete one of your modules? Kajabi does all of that. You even get templates that I helped build and I personally wrote to help you write even better emails to your audience. That's at kajabi.com, K-A-J-A-B-I.com. If you wanted the system that most of us in the thought leader or the expert economy really use and we've relied on for years, go to kajabi.com.